Farming is a major driver of freshwater degradation, but they are also highly dependent on these same ecosystems. And we shouldn't see the two as conflicting or opposing. We need to see how we can build a path that addresses the concerns of farmers and make their life more valued and economically and health-wise as well, and et cetera.
Welcome to the Merlin Podcast, bringing Europe's freshwaters back to life.
Freshwater protection and restoration should be at the heart of how farming is managed in Europe, according to new recommendations. Reshaping the Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP for short, to support freshwater ecosystems by encouraging water-friendly farming practices is a key task, say a team of researchers from the EU Merlin Project in a newly published policy brief. The researchers draw on cutting-edge research and case studies to outline a vision for water-resilient agricultural landscapes across Europe. Our guest today is one of those researchers, Jocelyn Roulard from Ecologic. I'm Rob St. John, and in this podcast, we'll hear about how the futures of European freshwaters and farming are so closely linked, and what we can do to help them both flourish. Here's Jocelyn.
So freshwaters are essential ecosystems for our well-being. It provides many services, drinking water, obviously, but also cultural services, and it's a resource that is important for several economic sectors. And when you look at the data on the state of European waters, as published by the European Environmental Agency, what you realize is that the biggest pressure on freshwater is from agriculture currently. So historically, even before the agricultural revolution of the post-war period, there was already a lot of drainage across Europe, being quite a wet continent. Drainage was an important part of agriculture historically, and a lot of our landscape has been drained, but it has really intensified after the war in order to increase production. Together with this, there was a massive increase in the use of inputs to again increase production. The overuse of fertilizers on crops result in the leaching of nitrates into groundwater and surface waters. There's also a range of other pollutants that can come from agriculture. Soil erosion from agricultural practices can result in phosphorus runoff into surface waters, and that's another form of nutrient pollution. And then, of course, you have all the overuse of pesticides and plant protection products, which can also leach into fresh waters.
And the impacts of decades of intensive farming across Europe has had significant effects on the health of the continent's rivers, lakes, and wetlands, as Jocelyn explains.
I think it's important to emphasize that freshwater ecosystems in Europe are in a dire state. Less than 40% of our European waters actually achieve what is called good ecological status. So this is really an emergency or a priority for European lawmakers and national governments to tackle that. And in this context, agricultural pressures are the major source of impact on our freshwater ecosystems. So restoring fresh waters is essential in this background. Given that context, it's absolutely essential to restore freshwater ecosystems. We cannot only focus on rivers. As we said, pressures and the impacts come from the wider catchment. And when we talk about agriculture, it comes from how our floodplains are used, how our slopes and hills are used, and why it is so important to restore not only the river and the surrounding of the river, but looking more broadly at the whole landscape.
So, as we hear from Jocelyn, finding space for healthy freshwaters within Europe's agricultural landscapes is a key task in supporting both people and nature. More than a third of the continent's land area is used for farming, which, whilst vital for food security and livelihoods, is also a major driver of freshwater habitat degradation. Around a third of European floodplains are used for agriculture, and farming activities can significantly contribute to freshwater habitat loss and pollution. At the same time, farmers depend on healthy soils and stable water cycles in order to remain productive, particularly in landscapes increasingly stressed by the effects of the climate emergency. As a result, encouraging water-friendly farming practices has the potential not only to help restore Europe's degraded freshwaters, but also to help foster more resilient and sustainable food systems. The new Merlin report is released ahead of the next revision of the Common Agricultural Policy in 2027. Here's Jocelyn with a brief history of the impact of CAP on farming and freshwater since its adoption in Europe in 1962.
The CAP has been there for decades, yeah, and it was established to increase production in Europe mainly. And it's back in the 80s and especially in the 90s and early 2000 that the European legislators decided to change the direction of the and the objectives of the CAP to not only aim for supporting farmers in their activities, but also to acknowledge that agriculture is part of a wider system. So the Common Agricultural Policy was established in the post-war period with the aim to increase food production at a time when production had been devastated by the war. It was very effective in doing this. Production increased very significantly. And there were a number of measures protecting farmers from market instability and providing direct support or coupling the subsidies with production. So farmers would get more money if they produce more. But in the 1980s, scientists and European legislators realized that the increase in production was at the expense of the environment, of ecosystems that suffered from the overuse of inputs like fertilizers and pesticides that resulted in too much nitrates, too much substances that can harm wildlife in the environment. And so they engaged in a series of reforms, well, a little bit in the 1980s, but mainly in the 90s and the 2000s, to redirect the subsidies and use them not only for supporting farmers, but to encourage more environmentally friendly practices. The latest reform was back in 2021 when there's this new programming period, as we call it, where for 6 or 7 years, there's a number of interventions and practices that are being supported. And in this reform, the European legislator agreed on a so-called new CAP green architecture. The green architecture had big ambition to promote farm practices that were more environmentally friendly, and it had very ambitious targets towards climate change, towards freshwater ecosystems to protect them, and a number of other environmental issues like air pollution, soils, biodiversity. Essentially, the CAP works as there's a general framework with general rules that applies to countries, but countries are free to design their own called strategic plans, CAP strategic plans.
The new Merlin vision for water-friendly agriculture grew out of research by Jocelyn and colleagues, which aimed to better understand the relationships between farming and freshwater in Europe to help support the implementation of the CAP.
We decided to look into all the member states' CAP strategic plans in order to understand which interventions were programmed for how much and for what purposes. We focused on the environmental ones. They're called eco-schemes, environment and climate interventions, non-productive investments, types of investments that you can do on farms, and so you can ask for help, subsidies or grants from your national authorities. And this money would come from both from the European Union and from national governments.
This work comes at a crucial time for Europe's ecosystems. On one hand, There's significant optimism about landmark policies like the Green Deal and the Nature Restoration Regulation in mainstreaming environmental priorities into everyday life. On the other hand, a growing storm of financial pressures, political populism, and rising prices is causing concern that the EU's green priorities will be weakened in years to come. Here's Jocelyn on the negotiations around the next CAP update.
It seems that current proposal would lead to a reduction in the overall budget of the CAP. It also would result in what they call the simplification, which is already ongoing, and already the current CAP is undergoing a simplification process or different simplification package that has led to a reduction of the removal of certain environmental measures. So what we're looking at is at a CAP that looks likely to be less environmentally ambitious than the current one, not going in the right direction, it seems. This trend towards simplifying the CAP and reducing its environmental ambition is actually quite contradictory to some of the reports we've seen at the European level on the future of agriculture. There was a process called the Strategic Dialogue on the future of agriculture in Europe. And the Strategic Dialogue had concluded to the need to significantly increase the financial support to environmental and climate actions, especially in view of the climate and environmental emergencies we are facing.
The new Merlin report highlights how a revised CAP can help balance the priorities of farming and freshwaters across Europe to help tackle the economic and ecological effects of these emergencies. For example, they state that CAP payments to farmers should remain tied to high environmental standards, particularly those that benefit rivers, wetlands, lakes, and ponds. It's here that nature-based solutions, approaches like vegetation planting along riverbanks and floodplain restoration, which harness natural processes to benefit both people and nature, hold significant potential. The team also outline how these payments should be linked to a performance-based framework, which ensures that they're targeted and that their impacts on freshwaters are measurable. Moreover, CAP should recognise the local and sited conditions of different farms and how they influence their ability to implement water-friendly practices. Here's Jocelyn to explain more.
There are multiple ways to have a more coherence between our agricultural use and our agricultural activities and preserving our freshwater ecosystems. So you can adopt or promote more agroecological practices, so like organic farming, but it can also be outside organic farming, activities that are less intensive in the use of fertilizers and pesticides, or reducing the level of drainage and restoring peatlands and agricultural land which are drained. The issue, of course, with all these measures is that you reduce the profitability of farming. So you need either to find activities that you can continue with a restored landscape as a farmer and get the right market price for it, but in a competitive market, farmers don't have that flexibility or have a limited flexibility. They could have if, for instance, the food value chain or the value chain that the actors that buy the food and sell it to the consumer are willing to pay more for getting the products from the farmer, and that the consumers at the end of the day is also willing to buy these products at a higher price, recognizing that at the end production is high. Has higher costs. Currently, the solution is to support farmers through the European Common Agricultural Policy to compensate for the lost productivity and the lost income from implementing these measures. It's not an ideal situation. We should actually find a way to promote farming and to value farming for the agroecological functions or practices that they actually put in place to preserve and protect our freshwater ecosystems and the other ecosystems. What our work shows is that there not only we do need to improve the type of payments we provide to farmers to adopt more freshwater friendly farm practices, increase payments, make them more relevant for the specific context in which they occur, and ensuring that they bring additionality, that they actually change farm practices and result in real change in farm practices at the local level. But also we need better coordination, because currently the payments work on a very individual basis. And so payments are targeted towards individual farmers, and few countries have established a process to coordinate these payments so as to create change at scale that is relevant for our freshwater ecosystems, like a river basin, or at least a hydrological scale or unit that brings a cumulative impact, positive impact on the freshwater ecosystems from the multiple individual changes by the farmers. So how do you coordinate the action of multiple farmers in a catchment so that you can have a positive impact at the end on your water quality, on your flood risk, on your drought risk? And few countries have established a way to coordinate these payments, although it's absolutely essential to have an actual real impact on your freshwater. It's not through individual measures that we are going to address the scale of the problem we have, and it's not with individual measures that we are going to restore whole freshwater ecosystems. One of our strong requests is to think more carefully about how to coordinate payments. Farmers need advice and they need training, because it's not topics that they're necessarily aware of or trained for or have learned about. So, you know, when you try to change your farm practices in order to have a positive impact on fresh water, you need to think about the link, and, you know, this hydrological knowledge is not necessarily there from the beginning, and also the knowledge about which farm practices are actually beneficial. So they need to be sure that any changes that they're going to implement will at the end not hinder the economic viability of their farm. So it is about sharing knowledge between farmers on what works and what doesn't work. It's to get advice from farm advisors that can collect that information more broadly. It's about training, and there is just not enough of this currently across Europe. I think there's a lot more that can be done here and also be supported through the CAP. So farmers need training and environmental services to adopt these water resilient farming practices. And they need, as I said earlier, these collaborative approaches so that they can deliver collectively at the catchment level, at the landscape level, an outcome that is beneficial for freshwater ecosystems. We have to acknowledge that any changes in the payments in order to support more environmentally friendly practices need to be accompanied with a broader rethinking of the CAP and a rethinking of the place of the farmer in the market, in the value chain. How are they going to be paid for producing food that is environmentally friendly, that is climate friendly?
Listening to Jocelyn speak, it's clear that we're at a pivotal moment for environmental protections in Europe. To truly mainstream freshwater restoration into everyday life across the continent, it's crucial to think critically and creatively about how agriculture is practiced, valued, and supported. The new report offers a set of evidence-based recommendations to help incentivise water-friendly farming practices in the next revision of CAP, but also highlights how this process requires a long-term commitment to listening to, collaborating with, and supporting farmers to help foster sustainable livelihoods for everyone. You can read the report in full at project-merlin.eu/policy-briefs. You can explore the Merlin Project website at project-merlin.eu. And you can keep up with our progress on social media and at freshwaterblog.net. The Merlin Project is funded by the European Commission's Horizon 2020 programme. This podcast was presented and produced by me, Rob St. John, and the theme music is by project coordinator Sebastian Berg's band, Scala. The background music is by Scott Buckley. Please do like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, And until next time, thanks for tuning in.